This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Doug Smith. We got a guy who got cheated on, wants to know what he should do, and another guy who hooks up with his roommate's ex. Check it out, share it with friends, enjoy. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. I'll say it every time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. I know we had a weird one last time. We're back on the rails this week. It's always good to get the guys from the Rad Dude cast in, so I really appreciate them coming on and you guys listening and all the great snaps that you send me. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56. I love when you guys... It tickles my nuts. It feathers the fuck out of me. Every time you send me a picture of you listening to the podcast, it's very cool. Getting brought into your world and seeing what you're doing and where you listen, and keep spreading the word. We get bigger and bigger every episode. I want to keep getting your friends involved. Get on Snapchat and send whatever you're sending me to another friend. Send it to someone else. J-Train Podcast. Just write it on there and send it to a few buddies. Get some people involved, but I do really appreciate you guys listening and enjoying as much as I enjoy doing it. I'm super excited to have our guest on today, and I can't believe we haven't had you yet. Good buddy, Doug Smith, thank you for coming on.
Hello. Oh, I can't do it like you can. You took a shot a couple years ago.
Did I?
Yeah.
You've been on.
The same thing. It was like relationship advice and
taking
shit.
We have emails. We got all over the board. Any email. Well, this is the no judgment.
I'm glad it was so memorable. But glad to be back.
You did a great job. Oh, now I do remember now. What? I'm happy. I can't believe it's been so long.
It has been a while.
Well, now that we go twice a week, I feel like it's like a real...
Yeah.
You know, like we get like... everyone gets drained into the next one.
Right.
You know? But yeah, it's good to have you back.
Hey, good to be here.
Go on Twitter, follow Doug, at Who Doug Smith. On Twitter, at Who Doug Smith. He's going to come to Long Island. Where are you going?
Levittown. Have you been there? I've never been. Governors and Levittown.
I've been to Governors.
Yeah?
I've done a show there. It was fun.
Yeah?
It was a good time. So what are the dates?
15th and 16th of July.
Perfect.
Friday, Saturday.
So guys, get involved with Doug. He just had a great Conan set.
Thanks, man.
That was
Thanks
awesome.
For watching.
I watched it. It was great.
It was a wild ride.
Yeah? You got good feedback?
I did, which I needed because I ruined the whole fucking thing by, I ate a weed Tootsie Roll in my hotel room that night and watched it alone.
Oh, God.
And I had the worst fucking panic attack I've ever seen in my life.
What a time to take a weed candy.
And was convinced that I bombed and thought I was going to have to quit comedy.
But you didn't. You did a great job.
I mean, I think I did okay once I watched it the next day in a sober state, but that night it was just absolutely
weed candies
terrible.
Can take you in a weird direction.
Oh, dude, I was convinced I was going to die. I went down into the hotel lobby and just hung out there for a couple hours.
Oh, my God.
And so
the worst thing you
bed.
Do is read the comments, because the comments on YouTube are just insane.
Yeah, most of them are pretty nice. The funniest one that I read so far was a guy that wrote, don't like his voice, but brilliant joke writer.
It's a weird thing to
that
like
one really
care
shook
about.
Me.
Yeah, like to be like you're as if you're a musician.
Yeah.
You know that. Oh, I just want to hear. It doesn't sound right to me, but the lyrics,
my tonality, came into play with my comedy process.
Well, I'm pumped to have you here. Go check out Doug, Who Doug Smith on Twitter. Go check out that video from Conan. It's great. It's good. You know, and get on board.
Yes. Get on that board.
Are you ready to go?
Get on that board. Yeah.
Cheater abroad.
Cheater abroad.
You ever cheat on anybody?
No,
I
never have. Have I ever been cheated on?
Yeah.
I don't think, I hope not.
I feel like we all have been cheated on. Like, it's like insane for us to think.
Yeah, we're all very gullible
But I'm the best. In my mind, like, who would cheat on me? But like, then again, I'm not. I suck. You know, so like, why wouldn't someone cheat on me? You know, I think about, you know, like our egos, especially a guy. Like, I don't really think, like if a girl's Like, if I went on a date with a girl, I'm thinking, oh, she needs to be on a second date with me.
Right.
But I'm wrong. She wants, she needs to go with someone else who didn't just eat the whole time.
I feel like I'm too lazy to cheat. It's too much to maintain.
I don't have
it in me.
This guy writes, yo, Papa JT, pulls out a long feather and tickles your nuts. I'm a bit of a predicament here. My girlfriend of a little over a year ago, or I guess ex-girlfriend, is in Spain for the summer. She called me yesterday saying she cheated on me after we had a fight over the phone and got really drunk. I really care about this girl and would be willing to forgive her, but we broke it off until she gets back in August. What is my play? Eef. Do I not text her until August and go about my life until I see her again and hit her with the, hey, let's get some drinks and talk? Or do I try to talk to her in about 2 weeks and throw out a feeler? P.S. Thanks for the help. Love the podcast. Give the good work. Also, in the meantime, I'm working that Bumble game. Oh, no, he's on a dating app. So he's not so upset. Try and stay fresh and keep the reps in. P.P.S. Here's one of the kickers. I was not too mad at her because I talked to my bros before, and we all came up with, I'm going to have fun here, and I want her to have fun there, and if something happens, then something happens. I don't know. It sounds like he's a little butthurt. What do you think?
Yeah, so she told him that she cheated on him,
yeah,
and she's away in Spain. Why would she suddenly decide to be faithful while she's away in Spain?
Well, she's
girls
not.
Girls love They're... fucking Spanish dudes. Oh, she's not in Spain,
yeah, well,
anymore.
She's in Spain, but he's saying when she gets back,
yeah,
should he? How does he keep it going for when she gets back? I think you
why
don't.
You do, why would you do that?
Also, here's...
All these students go... Is she in Spain for school?
School.
All these students
study
are
abroad.
Just fucking everything that moves. Right?
Yeah, well, also it shows how much you guys care about each other that you're like, I'm going on Bumble, she's doing the abroad thing. Like... You know, the only reason she called him to tell him that she cheated on him is so that she didn't lose the emotional support system that he provides.
Mm.
So, like, when you're abroad, it is fun. Everyone's trying to fuck. Did you go abroad? Did you study abroad at all? I studied abroad in Florence. Everyone there is having the best fucking time trying to fuck, trying to get laid, trying to get drunk.
Sure, yeah.
But you are lonely. You're the most lonely you've been in college.
Yeah.
Because it is an alone game. It's like at Penn State when I was there, I'm living with 50 dudes. We're all in it together. We come down and have lunch together every day. It's really the first experience of college where I was like, oh, I'm at this on my own time.
Yeah.
You know, and for her, she probably left a sorority life to go abroad over the summer, left her, you know, close group of friends at college to go abroad. Now she's got one roommate that she's annoyed with half the time. So you are somebody that she can Snapchat and text and email or whatever you guys, or Skype at her loneliest moments. So that's the only reason she told you, because she wants that person to be able to lean on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's trying to make sure that you're okay as someone that she could text when she gets lonely.
Right.
So it's bullshit. She's using it. So you gotta end it. It's over. Don't send any texts. Go have fun with your buddies. When you get back to school, she's gonna apologize to you, which is fine. And just say, that's cool. No offense taken. We had a good time. You're a good person. I'm a good person. Just not a good match.
And then just have her smell your finger.
And then have her smell your finger. And you say, I've been around. No, but I'm saying, like, have her, you know, and then what you do is you don't hook up that first night. Now you're set up with a girl who kind of feel, and this is kind of like a mind game at this point, where you have a girl that kind of feels like she was a dick, wants to make sure that you don't think of her as a dick. That first time you see her, she's going to apologize. And what you do is you say, it's no problem at all. Listen, it just wasn't the right match or the right timing. And you say that timing thing because that leaves it a little bit on the table.
Right.
Maybe this is the right timing now. Probably not. So then you don't hook up that first night. And then what you're gonna find is she's gonna come back to you in a way, and you can survey the land. You can go back to college, see how it goes with other people, and then maybe you do get back together. But it's a little bit you have to establish yourself as a person who's not needy. And going back to her now is really a needy move.
Yeah, yeah. If she really wants to stick it out, I mean, she'll wait it out. You know, she'll.
But he can do everything he's saying he can do, but he doesn't have to do it with, you know, being on her terms.
Right.
Right now, he's been kind of given this, you know, if you want to look at being cheated on in a positive light, he's been given this, like, you know, trading chip.
Absolutely,
you know? So if he kind of gets distant over the summer, he says, listen, we're off. I'm going to do my thing over the summer. Just say, I'm going to do my thing.
Right.
And then don't answer her. And then when you come back to school, she's going to want to apologize because she should. But at the same time, just say, don't even take offense to it. Just be like, listen, I get it. You're a good person. I'm a good person. Just might not have been the right timing. And that
poker
little
face, that whore.
Yes. And that little bit of vaguity, like that little bit being, you know.
I don't think vaguity is a good is a word,
is
but
that a word?
I think it should
I mean?
Be.
But does that? It make sense in that situation? But like leaving it out there like that is like, it's kind of like when someone looks at your, when you text someone and then you're like, you send someone a text like, hey man, I'm really sorry. And then their text back is like, cool. You're like, oh, I need another sorry in there.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Doug Smith at Who Doug Smith on Twitter. Go check him out. He's got a web series out. Explain the web series.
The web series is called Secret Weapon, and in it I play an urban survival expert teaching New Yorkers how to bop their way through the city, and it was inspired by real-life events.
Yeah, you were attacked.
Yes.
Attacked?
This face slashing is all the rage these days, and I was way ahead of the game. I was in on the face slashing trend six years ago.
It's really cool web series. And
Scarface hipster over here.
Yeah, you took on the whole look without being hip.
True.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's go to this one. I like this one because it's a little bit off the radar. Best city for shitty summer internship.
Okay.
J-Bro. I'm a rising junior at the University of Georgia. Would love your help. I'm currently working at my shitty summer internship, which is actually pretty dope and not that shitty, in Atlanta, while my family, fraternity brothers, and girlfriends are in Athens. I usually work Monday through Friday, then make it in time to hang in Athens for the weekend. While I've enjoyed the schedule this summer, I've lived between Atlanta and Athens since I was a kid. Might be looking for a change. My company has expressed interest in having me return next summer before senior year and has offices in almost every major city in the U.S. except Austin. And he writes, damn it, because that's where TFM is located, I think. Transferring offices seems very easy. A few cities that have specifically sparked my interest are Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Boston. Feel free to mention any others that I left out. What do you think about interning in a new city for final summer? Part of me wants to explore a brand new place, while part of me feels like moving away from my friends, family, girlfriend in my last summer is only bringing premature post-grad loneliness. What say you? What do you think? Should he go?
Go to Spain and fuck a Spaniard.
Fuck this girl with a boyfriend.
Text your girlfriend.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think he goes, stays home or goes away?
Go away. Always go away. You gotta, what's the expression? Leave the roost.
Yeah,
fly the coop.
I think you do it earlier rather than later. You don't want to feel like you've missed out on that opportunity to see a new city. And especially the post-grad loneliness does exist. Like, it's been mentioned, so many times at this point, it's almost cliche. But it's going to exist, and it exists a little bit less knowing that everyone else is in the same situation.
Sure.
So knowing that everyone's moving to a city that they don't know about. Everyone's single. Everyone's looking to go out still, even though college has ended. Being amongst this big group that's going through a similar shittier situation is better than you stay at home, you get tired of all the people, you end up dumping your girlfriend, you're seeing the same girls around town. Now you're 26 and you're like, oh shit. And you have that quarter life of crisis, and you're like, I'm going to Austin now. You're some weirdo that has, now everyone's already married. Everyone has their thing that they do. They have their schedule in place. You have time to fuck up right after college.
Yeah, yeah. If you go somewhere now and fuck up and come running home with your tail between your legs,
no one
cares. Normal.
And that's even better for your hookup game. Like, if I'm going to think of like coming back to town, like, Doug's coming.
Limited
home.
Time only. Get this dick while it's here.
Yeah, well, also, like, if you go to another city, you enjoy it, you do well in your career, and then you let them transfer you back. Oh, look who's coming back with that big city pay scale.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and now you have become, a more mature
dog
person.
At his high school reunion.
Yeah, you come back, and now you're a little mysterious. People are wondering what you're all about.
Right.
So I think going first away and then having the option of coming back doesn't make you feel like you've missed out on any opportunity of seeing another part of the country. And whether you might go to another city and love it.
Sure.
And then stay there and make your life there.
Absolutely.
I think that kind of happened for me in New York. Like, I came here, I was like, let's check it out. And I'm staying in New York.
This guy seems hell-bent on cities that start with A. Maybe that's my autistic streak. But he was like, Athens, Atlanta,
Austin. Well,
that's
Austin. Where he's from.
That's get away from a fucking A city for
I think
one.
If I'm him, Southern dude,
weird.
I go to Chicago. That's the move. That's the play. Chicago is the perfect combination to me. Everyone compares Boston to New York, but they're very different from one another.
Yeah.
Chicago is the middle of the spectrum between Boston and New York. It has neighborhoods, right. Big city feel. You can get like you can do a club and also do a local bar, and it's very, you know, you get both parties.
I think you should come to New York so I can see you 2 months in sitting on 14th Street with a cardboard sign and a pit bull.
that says Atlanta used to be my home.
Yeah.
Looking for bus tickets.
Bus back to Atlanta, Athens, or Austin.
No, you go to Chicago because Chicago has good, you know, there's fast guy, slow guy in Chicago. New York is all fast guy.
Yeah.
So Chicago, there's a little bit more room to be like at your own pace while still have that big city feel. Plus, people go to Chicago from every city in the country, every school in the country. So you're going to get that thing of everyone's uncomfortable, everyone's trying to figure it out, everyone's doing in that not sure what to do mode, while you can live a little bit cheaper.
That's the thing that I wish I could tell my younger self when I was afraid of moving to New York, is there's so many people experiencing the same exact thing as you.
Totally.
So many people feel like, you know, small fish in a big pond.
And no, but that's how everyone feels.
That's how it is.
And owning it is the best way to go. And especially, but, you know, also with like, you know, when you're in a city where you are feeling lonely, if a city like New York, where you like, you want to live comfortably.
Right.
You know, there's no more uncomfortable place to live with no money than New York City. Yeah. Like you're in a box and you're sharing, you know, a place with seven other people. You know, like,
but again, there's plenty of people that are able to romanticize that and be like, hey, but look where I am. Yeah, I'm in the greatest city in the world.
And I call those people idiots. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Doug Smith at Who Doug Smith on Twitter. Go check him out. Support him. Let's do sticky situation with roommate's ex.
All right.
Okay. Dear JTrain / the Hebrew Hammer. I'm a longtime listener who loves the podcast, but I've been part of the silent majority of listeners who listen for fun and haven't had a weird enough situation to warrant asking a question. However, this particular problem may just feather your nuts enough to get a response. Okay? We'll see. Background of the situation. I'm a 23-year-old post-grad with a decent salary job living in a large metropolitan area. Live in a townhouse with three other dudes. And life in general is pretty good. One problem. One of my roommates had been dating a smoke show up until last weekend. This lovely 998. So we have an area code method for rating. Guys
oh, I vaguely remember this. Yeah,
face body, personality.
Right. 998. Those
so
are,
this is a hot hottie.
It's good numbers.
Never really seemed to be my type, as I'm a rambunctious Yankee with a penchant for casual sex, beer Olympics, and strikeouts. And she's a God-fearing Southerner who has never even hit a J.
Never even hit a J?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Fuck a
Not
Jew?
A good basketball player.
Oh.
No, I think doesn't smoke weed.
All right.
For the last 3 months, however, we had been hanging out here and there without her significant other due to the boyfriend's schedule and the fact that I live with them. During these admittedly great hangouts, we really hit it off. She was especially flirtatious, even going to the point of saying she loved me and that she only stayed with her boyfriend to see me.
Wow.
Even under my own admittedly loose morals, time and time again, I refused to hook up with her. I even told her and her boyfriend was occasionally cross the line. I even told her and her boyfriend she was occasionally crossing the line. Her and this guy were not on the best of terms on the best of days, and the random bouts of fighting had become well known among our mutual friends. Fast forward to last weekend, this girl gave the boot to her old beau and was now single. She now invites me to her friend's birthday party, typical drinking stories aside. Fast forward to 2 a.m., we end up having some pretty good sex at her place.
Wow.
The morning after, we ended up cuddling, but after a bit of pillow talk, she begins hinting that she already wants a serious boyfriend. Later that day, the ex-boyfriend lets me know he has found out about these shenanigans from mutual friends. He didn't seem like he wanted to stab me, but I could tell he was upset. I was too hungover to deal with that situation then, though. So my questions are multi-part. I like this girl a lot, and I'm not 100% about a serious relationship right now, but could see a future with her. So how do I manage expectations while not letting her backslide into X-land? Should I immediately launch boyfriend-like sweetness salvos or keep her in the 1 a.m. text twilight zone for a bit? How do I keep it from absolutely trampling my friendship with my roommate by continuing to hook up, possibly date her as ex, or is it already kaput? Feel free to shorten this long-ass email. Thanks, bud.
She said
at the end.
she said I love you to him before anything physical even happened to them, between them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big red flag right
there,
right?
Yeah, there's a lot of red flags. What do you think?
It sounds like he's into her, but she sounds like she's a pretty flighty chick, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
It's not have her head screwed on too tight.
He's losing the friend.
It's like a hot mess.
The friend is not happy.
The friend didn't convey that he wanted to stab you because he needs you to get close enough to him to stab
to
him.
To stab.
Yeah,
he and
needs
he needs
your
rent.
Physical presence.
Yeah, yeah. No, you got a roommate situation. I here's how it doesn't ruin with the friend is if you keep her in crazy town.
Right.
Like if you're just like, she's absolutely crazy. You have to, you can't date this girl.
Yeah.
You
no.
cannot date this girl because what she did to him, she will do to you sure. at some point. It's too many chances. It's not like it was a one-off thing. You guys hooked up and like, this was a planned attack. You know, she got close to
she's
him.
She's a member
to be,
of ISIS.
Yeah,
stay
this
away.
Is an ISIS-like premeditated attack
yeah.
to get you, but not just to get you, but also like, there's something to get off to this, you know, and I'm not saying everyone does this shit where you're getting off more to the situation than you are to the person. Like
yeah.
you're around and being nice to her
it's
only
scandalous.
Because the only reason he acted towards her around the boyfriend that he, in the way that, cause he's in the way that he did was because she had the boyfriend.
Right.
You know, when you're, when are you at your most honest self? You're at your most honest self when you're hooking up with a girl and she brings her friend to the hangout.
Yeah.
You are, because you're saying you're being completely honest. You know you're not, because sex has been out of the equation.
Sure.
So when you know, like you're married, when your wife has a friend over, you're not holding back.
No.
You're telling her, if she brings up a guy story, you're saying why she's right, why she's wrong. You're on fire with her.
Right.
Because there's nothing in the way that in your mind saying, I don't know if she'll like this one.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get fucked by her. You know? And that's like the sad truth of it is that like if I meet a single girl and I'm single,
right.
I'm reasoning with myself for why I should want to be, you know, why I'm reasoning with myself on everything I should say on how I can filter it to get me coming.
Right.
Yeah, so as sad as that is, it's true though. Like if a girl came up to me and she's like, and out of nowhere was like, hey, it was great, you know, great to meet you. And I'm like, I'm going to filter right away just to make sure that I'm saying the best things to make myself look as good with her as possible if
yeah,
I'm attracted.
Yeah.
But what he did with, since he, she, and he says she's a smoke show. She's a hot chick. So he's probably never had this rat-tat-tat with a hot chick like her before because there was no stakes in this before.
He was trying too hard. He probably fucking blew it every time.
Yeah, but with her, he doesn't have to try at all. He can
right.
just be himself.
Yeah.
That's why she's like, oh, I'm in love with you because you're probably the first guy that's ever been honest with her in her life.
Right.
Hot chicks get lied to more than anyone else. I'm serious. Like I don't mean it as, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault as guy with penis.
Right.
I'm just trying to help out the penis, you know? So, but I'm saying like, she's getting lied to every day. So you were around her in a social situation where you knew you couldn't have sex with her because of the friend and you acted honestly with her. And you know what? She liked it.
Yeah.
And that is something that, you know, that's really her going from one boyfriend to the next and not really trying to meet new people.
Right. Yeah. She sounds like she's terrified of being alone and he's very naive to think that he's special and that the same
yes.
thing is not going to happen to him that happened
he is not right. special. We are all the star of our own movie and guess what? We're not that fucking great. And
yeah.
you know, I think what he should learn from this situation is that he has the ability to get a girl on that level and see what he's been doing with her. Like it kind of go through the game tape. If I'm him, I'm like, okay, what got me with this hot ass chick? What was I saying to her during these moments where sex wasn't on the line? And I would try to
yeah.
repeat those moments. But getting with her is your friendship with that dude is going to be ruined. The only way your friendship is salvaged with that guy is to be like, listen, I'm really sorry that happened. She's a little bit out of her mind. You have to keep her in crazy town because then your friend will be like, oh, she's just crazy. It's not because you
right,
wanted
right.
to get me. You know, she didn't fuck you because you're better than me. She fucked you because she was just crazy.
Yeah.
That's the only way you make your friendship survive that.
Yeah. He certainly cannot maintain both. He can't be like, I no. love her, man.
And no.
The guy's
and the only, reason
like, okay.
the only reason he loves her is because she's showing him attention and she was easy.
Yeah.
And she's hot. But you can get a hot chick like this. This is, if anything, this is the game film that shows you have potential. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Doug Smith at WhoDougSmith on Twitter. Go check them out. I like these good ones we're getting. I like this one. Actually, do we want to go blind? I like the title of this one. Am I subconsciously cheating? But I don't know what it is. You want to listen?
Am I subconsciously cheating?
Yeah. Have you ever subconsciously cheated?
Does that mean like you're cheating mentally, but you don't pull the physical trigger?
This guy writes, I'm a fairly new listener. I started listening a couple weeks ago after seeing TFM advertise your podcast on Twitter for as long as I can remember. Decided to finally give it a shot on my long drive to Hilton Head. And let me tell you, I wish I had started listening sooner. In the 4 or 5 hour drive, I listened to about 4 episodes and about another 4 on the way back. My life has truly been changed. Hey, thanks, buddy. And if you have a friend that's been seeing this advertised on Twitter or Instagram, tell them it's good, that you enjoy it. Pass it a friend. Tickle your friend's nuts. Give the gift of Papa JT.
Perfect for the drive to Hilton. I love how all your fans have really tough lives.
Yeah. This is the no judgment zone. Okay, you can come in here driving a Hilton Head or Miami Beach. You know, listen, we won't judge. Or, you know, Southern California.
And then I had to drive straight from Hilton Head to my other country home in Montauk.
I'm currently in a relationship with this incredible girl. She's a solid 899. Everything has been going great. She's smart. She laughs at my very dry humor. And my family can't find a single wrong thing with her for once. Oh, that's nice. Problem is, there's been another girl hanging around my fraternity house. She's a 10-10-4.
Ooh.
So face, body, losing.
You ever get a 911?
We've had debates on how to split up the ranking. Like, if you only had so many points,
yeah,
where would you place them? Mm. I mean, for this 10-10-4, the girl is seriously the most attractive girl on the planet. She's got a body that would make a gay man turn straight. The problem is she's not very bright. She's extremely hard to talk to, and almost everything I say basically gets over her head. Lately, she's been sending me some signs along with some snaps that could only be translated to her wanting to sleep with me. Normally, I'd be all for that. But I really like the girl I'm currently with and can see a future with her in which I can have regular conversations without having to explain that Alaska isn't part of Canada. Yes, this was a real conversation. Now, here's the problem.
Sarah Palin is a 10-10-4.
Yeah, exactly. Although my mind has already been made up that I don't want to jeopardize what I currently have with my new girlfriend, for the last couple of nights I've had the same dream in which I've slept with the other girl. I don't know how to stop having these dreams, and ever since I've started having them, my current girlfriend has been acting completely different around me. Now, either that's all my paranoid imagination, or my girlfriend has figured out how to get into my dreams a la Inception. I'm moving more and more to the latter. How do I stop having these dreams? And should I tell my girlfriend I've been subconsciously unfaithful? I love the podcast. I've told my fraternities about it, and they've all grown to love it as well. Even if this doesn't make the podcast, thanks for taking time to read my email.
I wonder if he's talking in his sleep.
He might be.
Are you terrified of that? I'm fucking terrified of that. Anytime my wife says to me, you were talking in your sleep last night, it's basically like someone replaying a blackout drunk moment for me. It's like, yeah. Oh God, what did I do?
What did I do? What did I say?
Was it bad?
Well, this is the disease of being a man.
Yeah.
You know, like you are going, I'll get in relationships and I can't stop looking. Like I'm still creepy guy. Turning my head as a girl with a fat ass walks by. Like, I have to look.
Right.
And the girl with the good personality that you enjoy talking with will understand that.
Yeah.
You have to understand that, like, you know, there's practicality to being in love. Like, no one, all these girls want to believe that it's like, oh, you know, he's the one who swept me off my feet. It's all rom-com. But it's not. It's someone that you're like, oh, she gets where I suck, and she gets where I'm good, and this is a good fit.
Yeah.
You know, and this is talking from, like, you know, from the perspective of being, I've been in a bunch of relationships with different people, and they've not worked out, or I've been with, you know, in good relationships. You know, I mean, you're married. Would you say that it's, like, all, like is it all, like, a romantic thing, or
My wife and I started out, we were friends for 2 years before we even started dating, you know, so I feel like, you know, obviously, I think she's beautiful and very attracted to her, but personality is huge.
Yeah.
If you get involved with someone just because they're a 10, if they're a 10-10-4, yeah, that's going to implode so quickly. You're going to be so fucking resentful of every brain dead move that she makes.
Yeah.
And it's going to make you start looking for, you won't even want to look at other hot girls.
It's also not practical. Like, yeah, you're just saying, you're like, okay, this is what made my penis move. I just got to get with her. It's, you know, if anything, we're lucky. We live in the age that this guy can check in on this chick anytime he wants.
Right.
You know, he can go and look up her, you know, whatever profiles, and you can imagine whatever you want to imagine. You should never bring this up to your girlfriend.
Right.
That you had a dream about having sex with someone else. It all goes in what's unsaid. You can say, I think it's even healthy to be like with a girl and be like, that girl is beautiful. Like to say to your girlfriend that you just think she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because at least it's showing that you're not this caged animal. You don't want to like, you know, like Patrice had that great, you know, the great bit. Patrice O'Neill has a great bit about like, you want a guy who can catch the fish. And then once he's caught the fish, it's like all this like fish metaphor where he catches the fish, but then you don't want him to be able to fish anymore. And then you go for someone else who can fish.
Right.
Like you always want to look like that guy who can fish. You know, like that's what makes you, you know, attractive to a woman.
I find it's always fine to give a compliment to another woman, like acknowledge another woman's looks, as long as you destroy her personality or her mind in some other way.
To your girlfriend?
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Like, oh yeah, she's beautiful, but her soul is dog shit. Yeah. You know?
That makes it all come across
dumb
better.
Dumb as a fucking rock.
Yeah, but that stupid fucking hot chick that I really want to fuck is the stupidest girl ever. Yeah, I think that's, but I think it also shows that you're like, you're thinking of these things.
Yeah.
And that is like, you know, you don't want to be in a sexless relationship with someone that you get have a great, you know, you just get off, she gets your dry jokes.
Right.
You know, you want the girl who gets your dry jokes, but also is like, okay, let's turn it on in this moment.
Sure.
You know, and I just think.
Yeah, both are important, but I mean, having that rapport with someone is going to make you want to be with them physically.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Whereas they go
this
together.
Chick, this hot chick, she might be so fucking numb that his attraction to her physically could totally dissipate over time. Easily. It will.
He should not bring it up. He should not care that he had a dream about having sex with another chick.
Yeah.
It happens. This is going to happen for the rest of your life.
Sure.
And to vet out if he's talking in his sleep, he needs to say to her, what did I say?
Yeah.
Did I speak in my sleep? I would just bring it up on a night where she's not acting weird, you bring it up then. Am I talking to my sleep?
Right.
One of my buddies said, like, you passed out at your buddies the night after you passed out at your buddies. My buddy said, I talk to my sleep. Have I ever done that?
Yeah.
And then leave it open-ended, because then she'll have to talk.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored this week. Very excited. Wix.com. A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com. Create your stunning website today. It's easy and free. As an aside to that, listen, I've said it on this before. You might not have a business, but everyone needs a website. So this is a great way to
get it done.
I'm going to
go on myself. I need a fucking website.
Yeah, you need a website.
Wix.
Wix.com. Use it.
I'm doing it.
Or you
lose
it.
Fuck you, Squarespace. I hope that wasn't one of your former sponsors.
No, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Doug Smith, @WhoDougSmith on Twitter. I like this one. Do you not like any of your wife's friends?
Yeah. I like most of her friends. There's one that I feel like is very superficial and shallow, but she's known her since she was like 15, so it's one of the, you know, we all have friends that we've known for a long time where it's like if you met them now you probably wouldn't be friends with them,
but you go so far back. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There's too many knots to untie.
Yeah
this is top of the morning, you Papa JT, need your advice. Little backstory, I'm 25, been happily dating my 24-year-old girlfriend for 2.5 years now. We met in our senior year of shitty commuter state school. Things have been going great. They're pretty serious compared to most of your listeners, I would assume, but I need your advice. My girl is one of those types of girls that doesn't have too many close female friends since after college. Her one longtime best friend since elementary school and her boyfriend are that couple. And by that couple, I mean they're miserable in the real world, but everything is fine on social media. Oh, that's the worst. Obviously, I have to keep peace when we all hang together, but they tend to just bicker and fight most of the times and when we hang out, no matter where we're hanging out. Their apartment bars, parties, etc., They've been dating for 7 years, so they seem to be staying together forever despite mine and my girlfriend's thoughts of them being miserable. Hanging with them quickly becomes awkward and painful. They both seem to just be shitty people. He's at the point where he does his own thing and doesn't even listen to her, like a lazy husband type guy who doesn't give a fuck anymore. And she just loud and bitchy. So I don't blame him for the selective hearing. But because she's my girl's best friend, I'm obligated to do couple shit with them. I don't really have much in common with them. My girl and I just chill people, and they are like polar opposites of us. And I don't have the patience for their bullshit anymore. I have tried to introduce my couple friends who are much more happy couples to help break the awkwardness, but they also agree they can be awkward because of their dysfunctional relationship. What's the play here? I feel like I will be stuck with these people forever, at least her girlfriend for sure, and want to do or say something, but I don't feel like it's really my place. How do you suggest I handle these shitty best friends, or am I just screwed? Thanks for the entertainment. Feathers of my nuts. Been binge listening to J-Train Podcast Man Snaps as well. When I refuel my brain body with worldly knowledge. Okay, cool. What do we think?
He needs to hide a pair of dirty panties in this dude's glove box so his wife finds them and they get divorced and they never have to fucking hang out with him again.
And then it's over?
Yeah.
You need to set up a sting.
Take matters in your own hands.
Take it. I think it's good to have a shitty couple in the mix.
Because it makes you look that
makes
much
you
better.
Makes you look so yeah, much yeah, better. Like, this true. Kid only looks great because of this shitty couple. Yeah. Like, and I had a buddy who was with a girl that, like, we were just like, okay, we love him, but she was just the worst. Mm-hmm. And no one said a word. And it got to the point, what happens is they don't want to be around each other, but they do want to do couple shit.
Because it's a buffer for them.
It's a buffer for them hanging out. Sure. So, and when we go to weddings, he would try and room with other couples.
Yeah.
And it's like, no one wants to, we want, everyone wants to have sex.
Right.
Why do we want to? And you'd be like,
a fucking key
yeah,
party,
so
dude.
Like, but what happened was the more they would like get spun off together, the more the group was like, no, we're not going to like be your buffer anymore, the more they start to grow apart.
Yeah.
Because, and then that relationship went away and now everyone's back.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that, you know, you got to kind of exclude them from things you want to do. And the reason, I think when they break up, the girl will get better because girls get so super fucking in their head about like not being in a relationship or being in the worst relationship. This girl is being loud and bitchy because she just needs to let everyone know that she's doing okay. So she goes over and above to try and let, you know, she's like a loud siren for shitty relationships, but she's doing it just because she wants to let the world know like, oh, okay, we're fine, but just we're still fighting this out.
Yeah.
Like having fights in public is just a way of getting attention to let everyone know you're in a relationship still.
Right. So you think they need to exclude this couple a little bit enough that they're forced to deal with each other more.
Yes.
To the point that it implodes.
And I think what you do is you get a big group together to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. Set up a trip, bunch of couples, and you bring them. And you have them, invite them. Because they'll probably come, but if they don't, you're just getting closer with other couples and you're finding new friendships and you're having a great time and you're showing how life can be good to your girlfriend. If they do come, they're going to be shitty and the whole group is going to turn against them. That's what happens.
Yeah, and it's going to magnify their problems.
Exactly.
That much more.
And the whole group is going to be like, no, we're going to do this while they do that.
Right.
And it'll never happen again. And what you're doing is you're just showing, like you're putting it on a big stage.
Sure.
You know? And the big stage is even bigger if this is the guy that's like doesn't want to go. If they don't end up on that trip, that's a huge stage for that girl to be like, well, fuck this. Why am I in this relationship?
Yeah.
They're going to break up. There's no question in my mind they're going to break up. It's a matter of when.
It's a matter of when and how much longer this guy can fucking sustain hanging out with these
And
idiots.
All you can do is say nothing, but do everything. That's the real move. Say nothing because that'll only get you in trouble. Your opinion on the relationship, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
But do everything. Hey, let's do a group thing to this. Let's do a group dinner to that. Let's do this. Be so ready to do group shit that she looks at her boyfriend and is like, you don't want to do any of these things? Or we suck again?
Yeah.
Because it's one of the two.
And do something that's like a 6-hour drive so they can have their divorce papers
ready by the end
ready
of it.
From by their lawyer by the end of the trip.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Doug Smith, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for you, buddy.
Fantastic. Go follow Doug on Twitter, @WhoDougSmith on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. He's going to be at Governor's on Long Island. He's got a web series out that's fantastic. Go check him out. We'll be right back afterwards with some hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Batsara.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we really feel like talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Doug Smith had to get going, but it was really great to have him in. I can't believe I forgot that he had been on before. We've been doing this for so long that, and we got Shelby here.
What's up?
Classic Shelb on Twitter and Snap.
Correct.
Classic Shelb.
Yep.
Man Samp's out of town.
In Vegas.
He's in Vegas. So anyone out in Vegas, that was a while ago because we're taping this before this comes out. So it doesn't matter. Fuck you, Man Samp. Shelby, we just done so many of these that, you know, some people, and Doug's a friend, so I was happy to have him back. It was good.
Yeah.
Go follow Doug at Who Doug Smith on Twitter. Funny, and go check out his Conan. The Conan was really good. I don't know why he would get in his head about it. Did you see it?
I did. It was great.
It was great, right?
Yeah.
So check it out. I'm going to wait to hear. This will be the last Bumble profile one we do if we don't get good feedback. But people like the first one. We did one with the Rad Dudecast crew. I don't know. I enjoy doing them for people because people were sending me over Snap, and I do have an answer for everybody.
Yeah.
It might be an alone man game because I'm going to explain these pictures. So this guy writes, J-Train, love the advice. Would like a makeover for my Tinder Bumble profile. I like to think I'm a funny guy, and trying too hard or being cheesy is very possible when just reading someone online. I agree with that. A lot of these can – you want to – and it's the first picture, then the bio, then the other pictures back up everything else.
Yeah.
So you want the first picture to be swipe rightable, but you want the bio to be like a guy that you want to talk to that leaves it open. And in a lot of them, the problem is it's too much effort. So tell me what you think of is my bio too much? So it's him, arms crossed, big, good-looking dude, hunky dude, in front of some four-wheelers.
Okay.
Okay? And it's sunglasses on. He looks like he's out about to go climb a mountain in these four-wheelers. Okay, he's 24. Oh, he's way far. He's in Alaska. That's crazy. Second picture, sunglasses again.
Okay.
See, I notice these things.
Yeah.
Too much sunglasses. What's he hiding? Glass eye? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, distracting from something.
Something. Second one, he's riding something. We don't know what it is, but he's got sunglasses on. Same dude. Okay. And then the third one's weird because it's him with a hot chick on his back. Okay. I am against having pictures of you with just one single chick.
Yeah. If it's a girl, they have to go, oh, he's my brother. Or
he's my brother. Don't even leave that question out there. Crop it out. Also, this one, you know, girl on your back, it's got GQ in the picture for whatever reason. I think it's just an ad. But it just doesn't look, because it's just his head with the legs around his shoulders. So it's a girl on his shoulders. And it's just, you can just see hot legs and just his face. You can't really see too much else. So it just looks like he really liked the picture of his face.
Is there glasses in this one?
No glasses.
Well, yeah.
This is the problem. So my message to him, get a non-glasses alone shot. Take out the chick picture because all that does is bring more questions. Is that your ex? Is that the type of girl you like? Because is that the type of body type you only want?
Yeah.
There's just so many more questions than answers. So get one. What I would say to him, I do like his initial one with the glasses in front of the ATVs. It shows a little bit about him. Keep that one, but make it second. I think he needs a good alone shot first. Take out the chick one on his shoulders. And then he needs a group bro shot to show that he has friends.
Yeah.
At the end. So that gives you three pictures. Now his bio, always up for an adventure. I enjoy Vampire Diaries, Twilight, Justin Bieber, One Direction, and shopping. Just kidding, but swipe right for LOLs and ha-has.
He's going for a joke, at least.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He wasn't funny, and then told people that he's gonna be funny. That's the problem. You have to have a killer. It's like when someone texts you, hey, what's up, LOL, or right. makes their joke and then writes ha-ha at the end. I'll be the judge of who ha-has. I'm the receiver. If it's funny, I will laugh and write you back ha-ha. You know, he's only, the ha-ha LOL thing to me tips your card at not being confident.
I see that a lot, like with girls, they'll write like, oh, I'm hilarious. My friends think I'm hilarious. Yeah. It just tells me like I'm loud.
It's a lot of, yeah, it's a lot of tell me instead of show me.
Yeah.
And that's what you, this is all about show you. So for him, he's a bigger dude. He looks like he's like the bounty guy a little bit. Like I'd say he's the type of guy, like, he's wearing his size well. Because I think he's a good looking dude. But like, you ever have a friend that's like a bigger guy that you're like, oh man, I wish I could be that size and still look good?
Everybody.
Do you know what I mean? Oh yeah, Shelby's a smaller guy. But I'm saying, I think it more is like, some people can wear their fat well. And I'm not saying he's fat. I'm just saying he's wearing it well.
He's like a Richie Incognito, maybe.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. This is Richie Incognito hot.
Sure.
Like, he's a good-looking dude. He's a big dude. He's on an ATV. So I would do something to that effect. Like, I would even say some people think I look like the big guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know, like something like that, where it's like you're calling yourself out, you're a bigger dude, but also you're cool with it. You know, so I used to play the huge dude on Game of Thrones. That would be a funny bio to me.
Like, I didn't smash the girl in the third pick.
Yes.
It's on my shoulder.
No, we're taking that one out. But I'm saying you could even say, I would even have something. You should write with the ATV picture. He should write, I didn't drive the ATV up the mountain. I carried it.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Shows it all off.
Shows it all off. You're joking about carrying the ATV. You're joking about your size because you are a bigger dude. And it invites people to say, where was the ATV going? Where did you hike? You want leading things. Show me, don't tell me. And that's the biggest, like I had a buddy, I mentioned this on a couple episodes ago, my buddy going to the Beyonce concert. And all these girls wearing the t-shirts say, Beyonce is my spirit animal. Beyonce is my spirit animal. Yet, he said none of the girls knew the words to any of the songs. So do you want to be Beyonce or are you Beyonce? Because if Beyonce is your spirit animal, I'm going to fucking know it. I'm going to see you sauntering down in a gown to your seat, you know, dancing in a way that I can't even describe to my parents.
Lose your control of your bodily functions. You're
yes.
Passing out.
Shitting everywhere.
Embarrassing.
Send in your Bumble profiles. Maybe we could do one more.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. And listen, I want feedback. Listen, the whole game here, I'm never going to get tired. I'm always going to be tinkering. I'm like your grandpa under the hood. Let me see if I can fix this old car up. I think this Bumble section's a good one. But if you're not enjoying it, if it's too much, you let me know. See, here's the thing. If you're going to send your Bumble thing, this guy sent a whole fucking email because I don't want to look at him before I do him. I want to have my, you know, the right away. I want to see where you're not getting fucked.
Yeah.
You know, he writes, what's up, J-Train? First of all, I love the podcast every Tuesday and Friday when I get to hear your gravelly yet luscious voice erupt into my eardrums. I get a familiar tingle in my dingle for what I know is about to wash over me. The padded Jared Fried wisdom sure to leave another poor woman riding my disappointing train all the way to the top of Terrible Sex Mountain. Listening to your podcast and reading your columns has actually inspired me to dabble in writing some of my own columns for another one of the Grandex sites, PGP, some of which has been published. So thank you for being my muse as I stumble awkwardly through the world of comedy blogging. Okay, well, good for you. But back to the topic at hand, my Bumble profile. Recently completely redid it. While violently hungover after a night out. See picture of me asleep on a chair. Okay. It's him passed out face down the chair. And it's been getting me more attention than I ever could have imagined. My question is to you as follows. Would you change the order of my photos? Do you have any ideas for other photos I could take in the shirt? Maybe replace the cat photo with a puppy one or add a picture of me taking a drink while posing like a flamingo. Lastly, should I replace one of the photos I have in there with one of me at breakfast? I'm heading overseas for 2 months for work, third world, and won't be back until mid-September to really put any ideas you have in action. Anything you could offer, more than appreciate. Once again, love the podcast. Keep it up so I can continue using your advice to get girls to come back with me and take a ride on my weak medium. So his picture, he has a lot of pictures. So he has six pictures. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He has 8 pictures, okay? But only 6 show up in his thing.
Were they all varying or similar?
So here's the thing he's done. What he has done, the first picture is him. I don't know if this is involved in his... The first picture is him. He's wearing the same shirt in every picture. It's a flamingo pink shirt. So funny guy, gonna be funny. Okay? He's wearing a flamingo shirt that's very pink. And in the first picture, he's drinking a coffee, looking away from the camera. Very candid style picture. Good looking dude. Second picture, he's holding a tennis racket with a flamingo shirt on. Glasses on again. Third picture, he's in a tub, like in an inflatable tub with no water, in the shirt with the glasses on. Fourth picture, he's reading a book upside down with the shirt on, sunglasses on. Fifth picture, him with the cat, and he's laughing with the cat. Same shirt, same glasses. Fourth picture, he's rubbing two sticks together, glasses on, flamingo shirt on, and he has the fire emoji next to the sticks that he's rubbing together. His bio is single and ready to flamingo.
There's a lot of thought that went into this already. Sounds like he's got it all figured out.
There's a lot of thought. I think it's fine because he went for it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do the funny guy, you got to go full funny guy throughout the whole thing. So he did go for it where he's like, okay, I'm all about this flamingo shirt. I think it's even funnier if he doesn't mention the flamingo shirt in the bio. And because he's wearing the same thing in everyone. So, like, even just writing, I've been out of laundry for a month. Like, that'd be a funny thing because, it's admitting to it, but also not, like, mentioning. Like, it's in a different way.
Someone has to comment on it at that point.
It's the only thing to talk about. Here's his problem. And this is the problem with anybody with a specific type of picture. I have a picture of me holding a second place sign in the picture. And every girl asks about the second place sign. So, I have to be ready to repeat myself a fucking lot, and you got to be ready. What's your next move after second place? So I always, you know, what do you get second place for? I always write, I was in a talent competition. Nothing beats singer-songwriter. Nothing beats singer-songwriter.
You get it.
And then, what was the talent? What was the competition? And then we go from there. You know, sure. And at least we're staying. You want to stay in Funtown, USA, while you're having these conversations over Bumble until you get to the nitty gritty. Because the more you're in Funtown USA with like a kind of a fake flirty conversation, the more fun you're going to have together. It's not, you don't want to just get the brass tacks right away, which is why I like this because it keeps them in Flamingo Town.
Yeah.
For at least 3 messages.
You got it. Yeah. I was always terrible at that. And then I just like kind of made myself be more light and funny and
yes,
it works.
You got to be light. And I think he has to be so light for so much amount of time. But then his problem is getting it to date. Which I would say to him, he'd send me a picture of him passed out face down. Do not put that in. Do not put that in because that just says that, you know, you can be non-serious Phil Dunphy future right. From Modern Family. The passed out guy puts you in Phil Dunphy fucked me and then left me.
It's like, hey, you want to make a mistake right now?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. If you want your Bumble profile, taking a look at jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one hypothetical, and then we'll mosey on out of here. I like the. Let's go into the bag. You told me to send this. This kid sent it to me for. You've been going out with a girl for a while. The scenario is 10 months. You know that she gets seizures. This is a ridiculous one. I should have done this on the Rad Dude cast. You know that you get seizures from time to time, but this one is too insane.
Okay.
Let's just know that this is insane.
Sure.
Seizures from time to time, but she's learned to live with them and it's nothing serious. They only last for 30 minutes or so, and when they're done, they just go. Just goes about her day. After a night of fine dining, you take her back to the fuck shack and start the night off with some foreplay. She gives you decent head, but nothing to text your bros about the next day. And she writes like usual. All of a sudden, she has one of her seizure episodes. Once she starts, you are taken to blowjob heaven. You're almost paralyzed with this euphoric head movement and exceptional moist game. Should you lean her off and wait for it to end, or do you ride that J train blow train to Happy Town and come in her cum bucket mouth? Also, shout out to the SIGEPs of Western Kentucky. Don't take the scenario as judgment of our chapter, of our character. We're chill bros. This is a wild one. Are you going to Fruish on the...
I would, because it shows I'm very accepting of your condition.
Of her condition.
I wouldn't do the blow it in the mouth, because that seems like it could be a choking hazard.
I'm not... This is an insane one. What I'm doing is I'm being naive to it for as long as I can. Oh, wait, what? Are you okay? And then I release and help her out and get the proper care taken for. No, I'm not doing that. That's insane. Let's do one more hypothetical just to close us out in a real one. Would you rather be known as one of the best fucks around and have nearly everyone begging you to bang, but have the orgasm from masturbation be 10 times as amazing as the orgasm for sex? So masturbation orgasms are 10 times better than sex, but everyone wants to fuck you. Okay. Or find it nearly impossible to get laid, but the orgasm from sex is 10 times better than the orgasm from masturbating.
I do the masturbating.
The better masturbating.
Yeah, I think...
It's easy.
I think coming at itself is kind of overrated.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, it's the road to coming.
Yeah.
That's really the fun part. I think, I don't want to be known. Impossible to get laid. You don't ever want that.
Yeah.
You want, I can get laid anytime I want, but I also get to go on vacation to Masturbation Island.
Everything is great. They're pretty much even at that point.
At that point, yeah, they're even. And if it's impossible, it's nearly impossible. That means you can get it. Or no, I'm talking about you can get laid anytime. Variety is the spice of cum. So you want where you can do it with as many people as possible at as many times as possible. So the answer is masturbation is 10 times better than sex. And that's kind of how it is right now for me. I'm sitting down to a session. I'm like, listen, like if there's a girl who wants to hang out, I'm like, I'm weighing it against me falling asleep right away and waking up very happy.
Right.
That's the struggle of any male.
When you're with yourself, it's your home field. You can play the angles.
Yeah.
You got it.
You can go right on Netflix immediately after without some sort of waiting period. That's it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Shelby, thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Go find Shelby at Classic Shelb on Twitter and Snapchat. I'm Jared Fried. Such a pleasure that you guys listen and are enjoying the podcast. Give me some feedback on the makeovers. We'll ax them if it's no go. We'll keep them if you like them. Otherwise, you can follow me on all platforms, JTrain56. I love your Snapchats. Keep sending those along, JTrain56 on Snap. We will be back on Friday. Enjoy and boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!